It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our show. Glad to have you with us once again Thursday. And it's Border Crossings live from downtown Washington, D.C. And if you would like to be a part of our program, call 202-619-2077. That's the number you're going to need this hour to call in to win for the Now 57 CD and the Now That's What I Call Rock CD. We're giving those away for the next couple of days, and it's by phone in to win. So be listening this hour. I'll give you the caller number you need to be, and at that time, call in. And if you are that number, then you get both CDs. This is Border Crossings, and we play requests. And Mateos Kabebe wants me to play a song for everybody in Ethiopia listening to Shegger FM. And this is a request from The Weeknd, and I Can't Feel My Face.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. She'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
Crossings and a request for everybody in Ethiopia who loves The Weeknd. We love The Weeknd too, but a different kind of weekend. We have a weekend that's coming in a couple of days, but The Weeknd, Abel Tesfaye, has roots in Ethiopia, family background in Ethiopia, so everybody there claims him as their own, even though he grew up in Canada. But that is one of three number one songs that he put out last year from the album Beauty Behind the Madness, and that is called Can't Feel My Face, which was nominated for two Grammy Awards. And speaking of award nominations, last night the Brit Awards were handed out, and The Weeknd was nominated for Best International Male Singer, but he did not win. So this has been a year of nominations for The Weeknd. He lost that award to Justin Bieber, who was named Best International Male Singer. But it was clearly the Adele show. She was up on stage constantly, 3-4 times. She got the Song of the Year for Hello, and she got Entertainer, Female Vocalist of the Year, all kinds of awards at the Brit Awards for Adele, who cried at one point in an acceptance speech. And she said, "I've been gone for so long, and it touches me that you all welcome me back." And she also gave big props to her boyfriend, whose name is Simon. He was in the crowd. And to her son, Angelo, who she referred to as Peanut, to my Peanut at home. So she was very happy yesterday. And she also gave her support on the Brit Award show to Kesha. Kesha's been in the news recently because Kesha lost her lawsuit against her record company, Sony, and her producer, Dr. Luke. She was trying to get out of her contract at Sony and with Dr. Luke, claiming sexual and emotional abuse had taken place. But apparently the judge wasn't convinced, at least not to the point where she was able to get out of her contract. They wouldn't let her out of her contract. So the whole record industry is now rallying behind Kesha. And Taylor Swift even donated $250,000 of her own money to Kesha to help pay her legal bills in this fight. Demi Lovato chimed in. You name it, they've gotten behind Kesha in this situation. And like I say, Adele's the most recent last night on the Brit Awards show. And a happy birthday to Abel Tesfaye, who turned 26 on February 16th. We're glad you're with us here on Border Crossings. We've got a lot of great music by request to play, our CD giveaway. And if you would like to check in, you can call 202-619-2077. That is one way to reach us. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov if that's the easiest way. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA, or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Owalu England geographer is with us right now on Facebook. Mary Buckman, Donatus Chorbe, Latanya Michelle Gulliams. Now that is a new name. Blossom Ame Sanchez is another new name. Sue Lazabal is with us. Fabele Debebe is tuned in. Moose King, Awasha Alaskir is tuned in. John Albert, Murad Simon Gabecho. So thank you, everybody, for joining us on Border Crossings. We are so happy to have you with us. All right, coming up next, one of my favorite singers. I love this girl. And she was in the recent issue of Women's Health UK talking about the fact that she doesn't understand why in her own country of Britain, they don't seem to give her the same love that we do here in the United States. You know, she had a huge album last year, Masterpiece, with hits like Bang Bang, you know, things like that. She didn't get a single Brit nomination, not one, and she was pretty upset about it. And yet here in America, we love Jessie J. And so we're going to play Jessie J. Now, this is for a listener who calls himself or herself Truth in Nigeria. So I hope you enjoy this Jessie J song, Flashlight, on Border Crossings.
When tomorrow comes, I'll be on my own, feeling frightened of the things that I don't know. When tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes, tomorrow comes. And though the road is long, I look up to the sky, and in the dark I found, I stop that I won't fly. And I sing along, then I sing along. I'm
You're my flashlight.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Board of Crossroads.
Crossings, and you're listening to Chris Brown, Fine by Me, and a request from Ike, who's listening to us in Ghana on Border Crossings. Chris Brown's latest album is called Royalty, named after his daughter, and he's got a new song off of the new album, which leaked onto the internet. It features Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, and it's called Back to Sleep, and in it, he mentions his ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran. And I think he's interested in getting back together with her. That's the kind of the message that most people are getting from the song. But nonetheless, he continues to create great music, and a lot of people love him all around the world. Thank you, Ghana, for checking in. Chris Brown has recorded duets with Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Jordan Sparks, Brandy, T-Pain, you name it, and he's worked with them. And most recently on the charts, Tina Shea has a song I'll call Player that features Chris Brown. And now there's a brand new song coming out by Zendaya, which will feature Chris Brown, and it's called Something New. And Zendaya spoke with People Magazine and said he is a great mentor. A lot of people don't realize this because they don't see that side of him in the studio, but he's great to work with. He's an inspiration. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Our Thursday show's underway, and coming up, Solomon in Ethiopia wants me to play a song from the Commodores, which features Lionel Richie. The Grammys honored Lionel Richie a few weeks ago. And quite a few different singers got on stage and sang a song that Lionel had made famous as a part of the Music Cares Person of the Year award he was given at the Grammys. Among them was Luke Bryan and Demi Lovato. And so it was a great tribute. I think the Grammys had way too many tributes. I mean, this year they had a lot of tributes. Some, you know, were very deserving. Most of them, all of them were deserving, but just a lot of different tributes. So we're going to play a song now from the Commodores collection of hits. And this is called Easy. Easy like a Sunday morning on a Thursday evening. This is Border Crossings.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? I'm paying my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna.
Christina Perry, and you're listening to Larry London.
Watching you stay.
Border Crossings, and that was music from Christina Perry. A thousand years, a request from Vincent Liu, who's tuned into our show and said, thanks for spicing up our lives every day. It's my pleasure, Vincent. Thank you for allowing me into your life every day. My name is Larry London. I want to say hello to Donatus Chorbe, who checked in with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We also heard from Mike Fordham, who said, Mike and Andrea are in Birmingham, Alabama, and we are tuned in. So hello to everybody in Bama, and thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. There's some serious football folks there. I'll tell you, in Bama, if you don't like football, don't go to Bama. Mike, thank you very much for checking in. Appreciate it. Walu, England geographers, tuned in to Border Crossings as well. And we heard from Mary Buckman and the gang in Ghana, 98.1 FM. Yusuf Abdella is listening to Border Crossings. Niambo Jacob, John Albert, Ria Lorvin, and Ogwo Ojum are all tuned in to our show. This is Border Crossings. Coming up next, we have a request for some music from Michael Jackson. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, this is for you.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like that. It makes me feel like that.
Just rising up.
keep on keeping on. Michael Jackson, don't stop till you get enough. Ahmed in Ghana wants that song played here on Border Crossings. Michael Jackson fans around the world, there you go. 6 minutes of the King of Pop. A couple of bits of news about Michael. First of all, his daughter, Paris. I put a video on my Facebook page recently of her doing the moonwalk. Paris took a selfie of herself, which is what a selfie is. That's kind of redundant. She took a selfie, and she posted it on her social media pages. She now has a new hairstyle. She has dyed her hair with peroxide, so the hair color is kind of like Wagner's. It's a white, blondish, but it's got some orange in it. So she even said, a little orange in my hair. So, you know, and I like the hairstyle. She cut it really, really short, not as short as Wagner's, because she's got more hair. But anyway, you know, she posted also underneath the caption, I'm all smiles, smiles all around. Paris hasn't looked that happy in a long time. So I'm very glad to see that Paris is, you know, climbing out of this depression that she was in, which led her to try and take her life a couple years ago. And at the same time, though, she is taking some heat on social media. And this is what she writes on her social media site. This is her little, you know, I guess it's must be Instagram or some kind of social media site where she's able to respond to people. She goes, this is ridiculous. I'm expected to literally sit on my butt all day replying to comments people leave me, positive and negative. I have meetings to go to and family obligations, personal obligations. It's so selfish, I'm literally attacked everything I post because people I don't even know aren't getting what they want. I don't know any of you. I appreciate the love and support, but the expectations are ridiculous. The expectations for my dad were ridiculous. He didn't owe you anything, yet he was ripped to shreds daily, and I will not let that happen to me. So there you go, something from Paris. Now, speaking of Michael Jackson, speaking of dad, Paris's father, Michael, there's always something going on. Now, the Hollywood Magazine reports, the Hollywood Reporter, you know, Michael Jackson loved collecting memorabilia. And he also loved film. He loved Elizabeth Taylor. She was a good friend. A lot of actors and actresses and directors were good friends. In 1999, Michael Jackson paid $1.5 million to purchase the 1939 Gone with the Wind Best Picture Oscar. He wanted to buy the actual Academy Award that was given to David O. Selznick when the Oscars took place and Gone with the Wind was called Best Picture, which starred Clark Gable and Maureen O'Hara. And so Michael had that Oscar at home, and it was only estimated at the time in 99 when he bought it, it was only estimated to be worth $300,000, but Michael paid $1.5 million to get it. That's how badly he wanted it. Well, now Michael Jackson's estate says we can't find the Oscar. We don't know where it went. Where did it go? And one of his lawyers said, well, we're sure it'll turn up eventually. How do you lose a Best Picture Academy Award that you paid $1.5 million for? Oh, well. Thank you, Ghana, for requesting the song from Michael Jackson as we catch up on some Michael Jackson news. 20 minutes to go in the show today. We've got our Now 57 CD and also our Now That's What I Call Rock CD compilation to give away. The Now Rock album has Shinedown, Fall Out Boy, Seether, The Struts, Imagine Dragon, X-Ambassadors, El King, a lot of great songs on it. The Now 57 CD, Flo Rida, DNCE, Andy Grammer, Coldplay, X-Ambassadors, and this next artist, Justin Bieber, also on the album that we're giving away. And you'll just have to be the right number caller when it's that time so that you can win. So we're going to play a song from Justin Bieber right now for Trusky, who is in Nigeria, and hope you're listening to us and you're hearing your Justin Bieber song. And after Justin Bieber's song, we're going to go through the Brit Award winners. We're going to cover who won the Brit Awards last night at the O2 Arena in London. Justin was one of them for Best International Male Singer. And I'll tell you who the rest are. This is Border Crossings.
What do you mean? When you nod your head yes, but you want to say no. Saying, trying to catch the beat, make up your heart.
Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? You're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, baby. Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Crossing's Justin Bieber. What do you mean? That is off the Purpose album, and that's for Trusksy, who's listening in Nigeria to our show. Justin Bieber will turn 22 on March 1st, and then 9 days later, March 9th, he will start his U.S. tour for the album Purpose, and in October, he will be headed towards the U.K. He has 112 dates planned so far, and I'm sure they will add a few more along the way. And now, as far as Justin Bieber's concerned, there's no better way to sell magazines than to publish photos of Justin naked. And that's exactly what Clash magazine is doing for their 100th issue. Justin Bieber, naked. Not completely naked. He's wearing a hat. But he has nothing else on. And so there you go. If you, if you're interested... there you go. Clash Magazine. Pick up a copy. Now, Justin, as I mentioned, Best International Male Singer at the big Brit Award show last night, and the Best International Female Singer. Let me see here. Let's go through the list here. First of all, the Album of the Year was 25 for Adele. The International Female Singer, here she is Bjork. Haven't seen Bjork in years since she wore that swan to the Grammys many years ago. The Best British Breakthrough Act, which is like new artist, is Catfish and the Bottlemen. And the Best British Group, Coldplay. The British single was Hello. The British female singer is Adele. British male singer, James Bay. The international group, Tame Impala. The Critics' Choice, Jack Garrett. And the Global Success Award, which is like the Entertainer of the Year Award. The Global Success Award was Adele. So there you go, the big winner of the night. There you have your Brit Awards. This is Border Crossings. Hang around, the CD giveaway coming up in just a bit. But first, we've got Alicia Keys for Ama in Nashville, Tennessee, who's listening to us right now in Nashville. Alicia Keys, No One, on Border Crossings.
It will only get better. You What's going on? I'm Alicia Keys, and you're listening to Larry London.
Crossings. Craig David is walking away, and he's singing away for Emu Desalin, who has attuned it to Border Crossings, and says, my full name is Emabet, and I'm in Ethiopia, and I know a lot of people listen to us in Ethiopia on Border Crossings. Joseph Gbedi is listening in Nigeria. Congratulations, Joseph, a loyal listener who was just promoted to a new position at the Ministry of Education. So congratulations to him. Hello to Rotkong, Nacha Dzarma, Blossom, Sue, Francis, and Riverian, who all checked in on our Facebook page and let me know they're listening to Border Crossings. Time now to go to the phones, 202-619-2077. Today, caller 4 wins both CDs, the Now 57 CD and the Now That's What I Call Rock CD. If you are caller 4 right now at 202-619-2077, you win. Here's a request for Donna Toos from Nas. This is called Hero on Border Crossings.
But it's distinguished gentleman, crooks a castle on his back, made backer. Exotic lady, eye catcher, holla at ya. Call me the chiropractor, working like Muay Thai class, get pressed fire out ya. And of course, I've been the boss's back when rocking D-Boy, Fila Valor in a 190 black Benz. Now they shut down the stores that I'm shopping. Used to be train robbing, face covered in stock, and I'm down.
Chain gleaming, switching lanes, two seat, and hate him or love him for the same reason. Can't leave it, the game needs him. Plus, the people need someone to believe in. So, in God's son, we trust, cause they know I'm gonna give them what they want. They're looking for a
hero.
I guess that makes me a
hero.
Rubber grip holder, reloader, come at me, I'ma rip your soldiers in half. Silverback ape, nickel plated mag, young, rich, and flashy, young. I'm nasty, all black clothes, till ice lay on me so classy. And every time I close my lids, I can still see the barrel, I can still see the bridge, can still see the dreams that my they never lived to see. Tell them angels open the door for me. From nine Berettas and moving raw, the chilling and wine selling sticks and humidors. That's what I call mature, that's what I call a G, that's what I call a pimp, that's what I call a gangster, to the fullest, fullest, fullest. I'm trying to make more cream by every September 14th. That's my dream, so I can be more clean. As I grow yearly, I can see things more clearly. That's why they fear me.
Chain gleaming, switching lanes, two seat, and hate them or love them for the same reason. Can't leave it, the game needs them. Plus the people need someone to believe in. So in God's son we trust, cause they know I'ma give them what they want. They're looking for a
universal apartheid, I'm hog-tied, the corporate side, blocking y'all from going to stores and buying it. First LA and Doug Morris was riding with it, but Newsweek articles startled big wigs. They said, Nas, why is you trying it? My lawyers only see the Billboard charts as winning, forgetting. Nas the only true rebel since the beginning, still in musical prison, and jail for the flow. Try telling Bob Dylan, Bruce, or Billy Joe, they can't sing what's in their soul. So entitled it is, I never changed nothing. But people remember this, if Nas can't say it, think about these talented kids with new ideas being told, but they can't. It can't spit, I can't sit and watch it. I'ma drop it, like it or not. You ain't gotta cop it, I'm a hustler in the studio. Cups of Don Julio, no matter what the CD call. I'm unbeatable, y'all, let's go.
Border Crossings, Nas, who was married to Khalees for about 5 years. They divorced in 2010. That song is one from his collection, and it's called Hero for Donatus Chorbe, listening to Border Crossings. And Nas is the subject of a new documentary that is about his life. And the new film is called Fresh Dressed, and it's all about him. This is Border Crossings. Congratulations to Rodkong Job in Nigeria, who was caller 4 and won the Now 57 CD and the Now That's What I Call Rock CD. Remember, if you win within 30 days, you can't win again. You can't win twice. If you are a winner and you won the Now 57 before we started giving away both, you can't win twice in a month. Only one time per 30-day period. So, Rodkong, congratulations to you in Nigeria. We're glad you're with us. I also want to say before I go, hello to Asrat Belay, who checked in on our Facebook page. You can leave a message at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. You can also leave some breadcrumbs so I can find my way home. But if you want to post a request or dedication or a shout-out, a greeting, whatever it is, you can go to Facebook. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Thank you, Wagner, our director. Thank you, Vince, our producer, executive director. And thank you to all our listeners around the world. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. We'll be back tomorrow on the VOA1 Music Network.